Hi, good morning, everyone. So I'd just like to call up Gareth and Meg, if they're here. There we go. So Gareth and Meg just returned from their trip to Burundi, and many of you supported them on that trip in prayer and financially. And we just want to welcome them back, and I'm going to ask them a few questions, and they can share with us a little bit about what they did and how they were impacted by this trip. So welcome back. All right, so first question, was Burundi anything like you expected it to be?
I think going into the trip, I should have expected it more. Because you get there and it's like the typical pictures that you see here. It looks exactly like it does in the pictures. And I didn't expect that, and I got there and I was like, wow, I should have been more prepared for this, and I wasn't. So it was really overwhelming. A lot of things that I saw were completely new to me, despite looking at all these pictures and preparing myself. So I think I wasn't as expected as I thought I expecting of it as I thought I was.
It was definitely a lot different than I expected it to be. When we arrived in Bujumbura, the capital, I expected it to look more like that, but after we got into the village area, it was so poor, and you see it on TV all the time, and it's so different when you're actually there, so definitely I wasn't expecting it to be so poor, and the life expectancy there was only 27, so going into the village and seeing so many kids, but not that many adults, it's like, wow. And just kids taking care of their baby brothers or sisters, carrying them on their backs. It's quite hard to see, but I think we all have to see it at some point.
All right. So what are some of the activities and accomplishments you're able to do while you're over in Burundi?
Well, for the first little bit, we were building houses there. We made a lot of progress there. The Burundians worked a lot harder than us. We were quite surprised when we saw how hard they would work, carrying 3 bricks on their heads. They were pretty heavy. Yeah, they were big bricks. So, we managed to get 3 houses done in about 3 days, and that was quite a big accomplishment for us. And then we were working in on a coffee farm for a few days as well, digging a well so that the village could get clean water there. And we worked in an orphanage for a couple of days. So, yeah.
I actually spent the day at the coffee farm. I was sick while we were at the coffee farm, so I didn't get to work that many days. But the day that I did spend there, I spent planting indigenous trees. The forest had been completely cut down for this coffee plantation, this coffee farm. And so what had happened was all these eucalyptus trees started growing, and they were sucking up all of the water. And so they took down all the eucalyptus trees, and we started planting indigenous trees. And over time, a natural spring appeared at the bottom, and that's where we were digging the well, was in this natural spring, to bring back clean water for the villages around, the neighboring villages.
All right. And what did you learn from the people in Burundi, and how did that maybe impact your faith coming home now?
One thing that we noticed was just the way that they thank God for everything that they receive. They would pray for us and thank God for a safe 15-minute drive. And there, that's important because driving is really scary over there. But they just appreciate everything that they have, and they thank God for it. And that was one thing that I just, coming home, I'm so much more appreciative of the things that I've been blessed with. Another thing that I learned a lot of was just our humanity. And I think over here, when we're dealing with other people in our society, I think our humanity gets lost. And the fact that we're all just humans living with humans, and I know for me that gets lost. And so coming home, just learning to value my relationships with my family and valuing the people around me and being intentional with my actions in those relationships it was a huge thing. So,
I learned a lot from a group there, Harvest for Christ. They are partners with Youth for Christ. I talked to all of them, and it was easier for Meg and I because we spoke French. So when they told us their testimonies, it was just amazing. They hear how they can come from so little, but then they meet God, and they talk about how they were troubled when they were younger, but they are much greater Christians than many people here, and it was just amazing to talk to them. And even when we were going to the churches, just seeing how they worshiped, and their church services did go on for a long time. If they could preach for 2 hours straight, so 6 hours of church in one day, that was quite a difference for us, but it really showed us how much they really care for God. And they have so little, but faithfully they have so much. It's just amazing to see.
All right, so we all like funny stories. So what's the funniest thing that happened on your trip?
Okay.
Well, we had brought this gnome on the trip, those Travelocity gnomes. We had brought one, and with Clay, we put a LoveWorks logo in the middle of it. Let's just start off by saying it didn't have a great trip. Lots of events. Well, it lost its bottom half of its body. Its legs came off, and we taped it on. So we were driving on this trip. We were going on a drive to church, yes. And this gnome goes flying out of the car window, and it goes 50 feet down the road, and one of us gets out and chases it, and we pick it up, and it is shattered all across the street. We videotaped it, and its hat was missing, its legs are missing, it was all over the place. So, yeah, not a very great trip for Mr. Gnome.
All right, so besides all the early mornings and all the hard work, you guys had some fun too, right? So tell us a little bit about that.
We actually went on a safari, and the leaders didn't tell us that we were going on a safari. So they had told us that we had team building exercises. This is while we were in Rwanda for our last 4 days. And they told us that we were doing team building, character building exercises all day long. Yeah, a prayer drive. We were going on a prayer drive for 3 hours. And so the night before, Michelle told us, our leader told us that we needed to be up at 3:30 in the morning. And I don't do mornings at all. So I got up at 3:30, and at this point I wasn't even grumpy, I was angry. And I was sitting on the bus, and I remember just thinking to myself, okay, you can't complain out loud. Everybody's getting up at 3:30, just don't say anything, just sit here, don't say anything. So I was sitting there in silence, just kind of grumbling to myself, and they started praying, and he said that we were going on a safari, and everybody was just so excited. I was so excited because I got to see an elephant, and elephants are my favorite animals. So we got to see wild elephants, we got to see giraffes, we got to see all kinds of different safari animals. And we got to actually get out of the bus and walk right up to the giraffe. And it was really cool. It was just a really cool experience. So that was fun. Okay.
All right. So I'd just like to pray for Megan Garris and just ask God that he would bless them as they are back home and taking all the experiences that they've experienced to us. So, dear Heavenly Father, I just want to pray for Megan Garris on behalf of our parish here, our church family. I just want to ask that you would take the experiences that they have gone through and that you would use them so that they could be stretched in their love and their knowledge of you, how you work, and the things that are on your heart. I just ask that you would use them to bless us as a church family, Bless their families and their communities as they take your love to the world. We thank you for the opportunity they participated in. We thank you that you supplied all their needs. And we just thank you so much that you've given them a gospel that they can live out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.